Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Lisa Lancaster, and we're talking about the energy optimization programs with MEC, specifically the HVAC programs. And Lisa, Midwest Energy and Communications has a lot of great programs to help their homeowners and businesses.
They do, yeah. There's so many things for homes, businesses, farms alike. Currently, we're focusing a lot of our efforts here on residential programs. So in the past couple of weeks, we've talked about income-qualified services and a great promotion that we're running. Today, we want to spend some time talking about heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, or your HVAC system.
Right. Well, we're coming into cold weather. I know I finally broke down, turned my furnace on. First thing I did before that, though, is replace the filter.
Smart thinking.
Yep.
Interesting news, though. You know, did you know that on average, more than 50% of the energy that you use in your home goes to heating and cooling? So it's a pretty high number.
Exactly.
But that's why we also say that it's very important to choose an efficient HVAC system that'll help you save some money and keep your family comfortable for years to come. And part of that is also the maintenance and upkeep. So you're doing the right thing, Kathy.
There you go. I knew I had to replace that filter. tell us a little bit about that. You've got a great thing. What's with a Wi-Fi thermostat?
Yeah, so with Midwest Energy and Communications Energy Optimization Program, they have HVAC products and rebates available. And one of the many rebates that are available is for a Wi-Fi-enabled thermostat. So with that, if you purchase one, whether you have a contractor install it or if you buy it at a retail store and install it yourself, there's a $75 incentive available or a rebate to help offset the cost of that. So Wi-Fi thermostats are great. They can connect to your home's wireless internet service. They let you control the temperatures of your home or check them remotely. And you can use it on a smartphone or a tablet or a wall unit. And just kind of a very efficient way of helping you manage the temperatures in your home, which also, again, helps control the cost of heating and cooling.
Exactly. And with so many people wanting to use, you know, that kind of technology, it really does make it a lot more convenient for the homeowner as well.
It really does. In addition to the thermostat, though, there's a number of rebates. We've got some for new furnaces, which have a variable speed motor or an ECM blower motor. That incentive is $200, and I may not be ultimately clear what a variable speed or an ECM blower motor is, but essentially, it runs at different speeds to kind of precisely control the flow of the heated or cooled air throughout your home.
Okay.
So that you get better control. So the motor kind of gradually ramps up to run to full speed, and then it eliminates the kind of sudden crashing sound, you know, of a heating system turning on, if
okay.
you will. And it just kind of maintains a steady flow and comfortable temperature through your home. So they're very effective and efficient.
There you go. And then you also have a mini multi-split air source heat pump. What is that all about?
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
These sorts of products, the mini and multi-split air source heat pumps, are actually a great solution for home additions. So if you're adding on seasonal rooms or additional space to your home, or another option is if you're considering adding air conditioning to your home or replacing a window air conditioning unit, these are far more efficient. In fact, these are one of the most efficient options on the market currently. They're a ductless system, which means that if your house doesn't have ducting systems to kind of blow the warm and cool air through your house, these can provide comfort in all sorts of rooms. They're great for replacing or using with electric baseboard heat, steam or water heat, wood-burning stoves, etc. But if you don't have ductwork, these are a great option for kind of zoning your home.
Okay.
So we love kind of joking about helping families stay together with comfort, you know, in different stages of your life.
Right.
The wife is cold, the husband's warm. You can set temperatures different in different rooms in your home. And later in life, the other one's warm and the other's cold. Well, you can control your own thermostat.
There you go.
You can put different ductless systems in different rooms of your home. It's pretty slick.
It does sound really slick. And, of course, everyone knows that your water heater uses a significant amount of energy.
Yeah. So water heaters, we also have a rebate available for $700. This recently increased as of October 1st. It's specifically for what's called a heat pump water heater. And these tend to have a longer warranty than a conventional electric water heater, making them a really great investment. So one of the things we like to talk about with heat pump water heaters or hybrid water heaters is that there's essentially two price tags. when you initially purchase the product, you know, you get the upfront cost, and here's where we're offering $700 to offset that cost, because it is a little bit more expensive, but with that rebate, it really kind of balances things out a bit better. But operating a heat pump water heater can cost you a quarter, like literally a fraction of what a standard electric water heater would cost you to operate over its lifetime. So it poses over a lifetime a significant savings potential.
So these are all things really that if you're looking at doing some remodeling or even new construction, you should discuss these types of things with your contractor. And then also this is the time too that you want to do some tuning up maybe before winter to make sure that everything's running right for this cold season coming.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, on average, we say heating systems can often last anywhere between 15 to 30 years. But, you know, that range, that's a big range, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason for that. And, you know, maybe a simple way to explain it is it's similar to a car. So if you maintain it, it'll last longer. If you change its filters and its oil in a car, you know, you can keep that thing running for a long time. A furnace is no different, really. It's a sizable investment for your home, and it's important for your comfort. So we do have services available, and we do recommend having contractors maybe check on your equipment yearly or every other year if that's, you know, what fits your means. But it's an important part of maintaining your product and having it be as efficient as it can be and saving you money in the long run.
So they can go on Team Midwest, the website, and find out more information, suggested contractors, and find out more about all these different rebates, correct?
Yeah, there's lots of options available. So you can visit michigan-energy.org is a website that Midwest Energy has exclusively talking about all of their energy optimization programs that are available. And within the HVAC section, there is an option where you can go and you can search for a contractor in your area. So you can search for them by zip code, you can search for them by address, and you can set the number of miles in terms of where they are. So there's a couple of options for how to find a contractor that you can work with.
There you go.
In addition, if they have questions, we always have a call center available, which can be reached at 877-296-4319, and our call center is available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And lastly, another great way to find all of the energy optimization program information is through Midwest Energy and Communications website at ttmidwest.com.
There you go.
So lots of great options for finding information and how to be efficient at home.
Yes, there is. All right. Well, thank you, Lisa. We appreciate your joining us and sharing information on the different energy optimization programs with MEC.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Kathy.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.